all together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
The referee looks at his watch, and that's half-time. What kind of reception awaits Lasso in his locker room?
Hey, sit down, listen.
Got ourselves a tie game. Nice work. Fellas, we're broken. We need to change. And look, I know change can be scary. One minute, you're playing freeze tag out there at recess with all your buddies. Next thing you know, you're getting zits, your voice gets low. And every time your art teacher, Miss Scanlon, leans over your desk to check and see how your project's going, you feel all squiggly inside. She was a striking woman. Not classically beautiful, but striking. First time I ever saw tan lines. Most of the time, change is a good thing. Now, I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change. Being brave. Doing whatever you have to so that everyone in your life can move forward theirs. Because maybe it's the only way you can truly help her be happy. Obviously, by her, I'm referring to Lady Football.
Good save.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo! What is going on, Kansas City? Hey, happy Tuesday. My name is Hartzell, and this right here, you already know, this is your KC Mo. Show. What's that good word? Tuesdays on your KC Morning Show, my friends, y'all know what we do. We take back America. Myself, Professor Harvey J.K., he is the Professor Emeritus over at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. In fact, Professor K was actually in the crowd for this one. I was on stage on the show today from the great state of Washington. She leads the Progressive Caucus in the House of Representatives. Representative Pramila Jayapal joins us on your KC Morning Show. We chatted with the representative back in Chicago during Progressive Central, of which I got a chance to be one of the co-hosts and co-organizers. So, we're playing back that audio. My friends, rate, review, subscribe, do that thing you do. Kansas City, back in your feeds tomorrow. My name's Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Citian. Ooh, it is. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
Today, with your support and the support of millions of people throughout our country, we begin a political revolution.
The KC Morning Show.
On January 11th, 1970, victory belonged to Hank Stram and his Kansas City Chiefs.
TV9 News special report, close up the flood of 77.
From the Kemper Arena in Kansas City, Missouri, it's Milwaukee Bucks against the Kansas City Kings.
Now Kansas Citians must decide what happens next. What is to follow the city's Holy Week riots?
I am here at the American Royal World Series of Barbecue.
Daryl Motley awaits, and the Kansas City Royals are world champions.
Sitting next to William and Hartzell is my favorite person I've been working with. I've been saying this over and over again throughout these past 2 days. I absolutely am thrilled to work with Rainbow Push. And we're going to be joined by Reverend Jeanette Wilson in a moment. But I do believe the next person we have has a heart out because she's one of the leaders of the country and leader of the... We are so lucky to be living in a moment when Pramila Jayapal is one of the most influential leaders in the United States of America. In the House of Representatives, it is a blessing for the society and the world. It could be even all the way down to the salvation of our relationship to this planet that gives us life. Because on every issue that is true and dear to the hearts of progressives and really all good people, and yes, as Cenk said, the majority of Americans, for sure, Pramila Jayapal fights for it, and she not only fights for it, she does it with about as much political acumen as any member of Congress in the history of this country. Please welcome Representative Pramila Jayapal.
Progressives, hello, how are you? Are you ready to win this? Are you ready to win our progressive change? It is so great to be with you, and I want to thank Alan so much for all your leadership and PDA. I was at Rainbow Push last night honoring the great Reverend Jesse Jackson, and I said up on stage that really Rainbow Push and what Reverend Jackson fought for was the precursor to the modern progressive movement. It was the intersection between racial, economic, and gender justice, and the movement that recognized that working people across this country deserve to be seen, deserve to be heard, deserve to be dignified with rights for everyone. And so I'm grateful to Rainbow Push as well. We have accomplished so much as progressives, and I want to give a special shout out to our Illinois Progressive Caucus members, Jonathan Jackson, Delia Ramirez, Jan Schakowsky, Chewy Garcia, Danny Davis. It's an amazing progressive delegation, and I know you're going to hear from some, and you already heard from some, but we couldn't do the work we do without these incredible progressive members. So thank you, those of you in Illinois, for sending those folks. Look, I'm an organizer. That's what I did for two decades before I came to Congress. I was actually never interested in being in elected office. I only decided to run for elected office because I realized that we have an organizing opportunity inside Congress, that we have the opportunity to elect organizers who can build power within Congress. And I knew that there were a couple of things that progressives needed to do on the inside as well as the outside. We needed to leverage the power of our voting bloc. We needed to work with the outside movement partners to be strategic and clear in our goals and organized in our approach. And we needed to continue to show that the agenda that we are working for is one that intertwines race, class, and gender. And that these policies are not just progressive, they are actually popular and populist, not just in deep blue districts like mine, but in rural red places, purple places, that these are the things that working people, whatever you want to call these policies, these are the things that working people and poor people across this country need. And so it was really also about making our agenda the mainstream agenda. And as chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, you're going to hear from our founder next. I hear he's stuck in traffic, but you're going to hear from Bernie Sanders, who founded the Progressive Caucus in 1991. We are so grateful to Senator Sanders. He's been an amazing friend and ally to me. And as chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, I built it from, you know, what it was back then when Bernie was here, which was, he always says it was a couple people that came together and complained about how we weren't getting stuff done. Now, we've been able, over the last 8 years, to build a caucus to 100 members, almost 100 members strong, and that is almost half of the Democratic Caucus. So not, we're not quite at the 50% mark, but we're almost half of the Democratic Caucus. We revamped our rules. What does it mean to be a progressive? How do you stay as a progressive? And we started exercising what I call the courage muscle to actually stand up and push, to use our votes as a block of leverage as far as we possibly can, and to build a cohesive block of votes that we utilized over and over again in the last many years in the toughest of situations, holding the line to stand up for more for our people. And we also showed that progressives can govern. There was always this thought that somehow if you're progressive, you can't govern. And we showed, no, you can govern, and you can get real progress done, and you can get our message out to a broader audience. group. Now, we've also grown our Progressive Caucus PAC from just, when I came in, $300,000 per cycle that we had to help elect progressives across the country, to over $4 million now per cycle that we can help. And we're using it to try and elect more progressives across the country and to defend our incumbents. Now, I'll be clear. We have seen the influence of big money. We have to get big money out of politics. That is the message. We got to do it. We have to make that happen. But I would just suggest to you that the reason that all that big money is coming in is precisely because they are afraid of how much we have achieved. And so this cycle, our PAC is proud to support a whole slate of new progressives, including LaMonica Ivor and Sue Altman in New Jersey, Sarah McBride in Delaware, Latifah Simon, Evan Lowe, Laura Friedman, Luz Rivas, Joe Kerr, and Dave Min in California. And we're going to continue to grow that. Now, what has all of this produced? Thanks to progressives, we got things done in the last 4 years that most people thought were impossible just a few years ago. And it's really thanks to this movement, thanks to all of you in the room, thanks to progressives in the House. Thanks to progressives, we held the line to demand that an actual bill get drafted that was called Build Back Better and passed in the House. And that was the language that led to the Inflation Reduction Act. There would have been no Inflation Reduction Act without Build Back Better. And that meant that we made the largest investment ever in taking on climate change, finally standing up to big pharma, and finally making billionaires and big corporations pay just a little bit more of their fair share in taxes. We're going to keep going with that. Make them pay their full fair share. It was progressives inside and outside of Congress who pushed for executive action by the Biden-Harris administration to cancel student debt, and already the administration has canceled $167 billion, with a B, dollars in student debt for almost 5 million Americans. And that is almost 10% of all the people who have federal student loans have had their debt canceled under this last administration. It was progressives inside Congress who kept pushing to ensure that we got our Justice 40 initiative codified. What does it mean? It means that 40% of our federal investments go to the communities that have been most disproportionately burdened across the country. That is a massive sea change, and it was taking on our institutionally inequitable process. And it was progressives who held the line to demand that CHIPS funding does not go to companies who are doing stock buybacks, and it is progressives who continue to ensure that that is the case. And it has been progressives pushing so hard to rebuild that fragile and diverse coalition now with a working class agenda that sees us all for who we are and fights for our collective dignity to get not just what is our right, my friends, but what we actually deserve as human beings on this earth. And so that is why the Progressive Caucus released a day one agenda for 2025. It calls for a $300 billion investment in housing because the rent is too damn high. It calls for universal childcare where no family pays more than 7% of their income, for humane immigration reform, for getting rid of the filibuster so we codify abortion rights and voting rights and get money out of politics. We raise the minimum wage. We continue to be aggressive on antitrust law, so we hold those big corporations accountable. And more investments in climate change. We fight for equality for our LGBTQIA community. We ban assault weapons so our kids can go to school and be safe. And we advance racial justice in every sphere. Now, by the way, we know how to pay for this. We could just make the billionaires and the wealthiest corporations actually pay their fair share of taxes, and we will have plenty of money to do what we need to do. Because, my friends, we do not suffer as a country. We do not suffer from scarcity to be able to invest in these things. We suffer from the greed of a few. We have the money, and it is time. And this is the popular, populist economic agenda that is going to get us to victory. And we are seeing that excitement and enthusiasm across the country. We always said that our victory depends on engaging young people and black and brown voters and indigenous and Latino and AAPI voters across this country, working people, poor people. That is our diverse rainbow coalition that is going to take us to victory and going to make sure that we get this done, that we make sure we lift up every single person across this country, sees themselves in us, and knows that the government is here to fight for you, to fight for working people and poor people, no matter who you are, across this country. Thank you all very much, and let's get it done.
You cannot find the light. You feel your dreams are dying. Hold tight. You got the music in you.
Yeah. you. One dance left, the swell is gonna pull through. Don't give up, you got a reason to live. Can't forget, we only get what we give. Don't let go, you got the music in you. One dance left, the swell is gonna pull through. Don't give up, you got a reason to live.
The KC Morning Show.